Gary, looking forward to Donegal. You're going in as the defending champion. Is there as much pressure on your shoulders this time round as what there was last year?
Yeah, without a doubt. I don't think there was any pressure last year. It was more expectation than anything else. So, no, where does the year go? We're back here now, June again. And, yeah, it's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah, great memories, of course, from last year. It was your biggest one on an international stage here in Ireland, and something you treasured given your close connections with Donegal. But you're going to have to put all that out the window and have another go again come the Friday.
Yeah, it's a bit like Jason Black climbing Mount Everest, a good sponsor of mine. Like, for me to win Donegal was the same, you know. It's going to take a bit of motivating again to get up there, but definitely once Friday comes and we get starting the first stage, you know, we'll get that feeling back. We'll definitely be going for it.
Different car this year. It's an older Subaru. You don't have the S14. How's that car been performing this season for you?
Yeah, well, we got off to a bad start in Galway. Just everything was a bit rushed. Didn't really suit me. So, but yeah, we were in Killarney. We've won Killarney, you know. So we're coming here in high hopes, high expectations. The car will be okay. It'll be good, you know. So just Donegal is a long, long rally, and that can happen over three long days.
Yep. And there'll be a crowd of boys chasing you, of course.
Yeah, you know, it's like every year down Donegal, there's always a fantastic top 20, and it's not taken away from this year. They're all there.
Yeah. Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle have been learning to drive this Subaru of theirs, and they've been putting in good performance. Do you expect a big push to come from the local boys?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the Boyles boys will be up there. There's no word about it. They've done a lot of mileage this year. They're actually leading the national championship. You know, unfortunately, we've only done two rallies, but it's down to wee niggly problems with the car and stuff that we haven't had the car available. But we've talked no chances. We've sent it back for a full rebuild now before Donegal, so it should be at maximum power. But no, the boys, Boyles, Donna Kelly, Derek McGarty, Eugene Donnelly, if he comes, they're all going to be there.
Well, you know what it takes to win Donegal. We've seen it through the years as well. The other drivers, Saturday is the big day, and that's the day that whoever's going to win it makes their move.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we were fortunate last year to win it, lead it the whole way through, you know, right to the finish. But, you know, if I can be there or thereabouts, Friday and Saturday, you know, Saturday's the long, long day, and then Sunday obviously suits me. We go to Glen, hopefully, and down that territory, and I like it down there. So if we can stay close to them at all, you know, we'll have a real fight Saturday evening, Sunday morning.
There's a bit of a, suppose, a bit of spice at the end of the rally. They've thrown the Fana Drive, and there come the end of it. You leave Atlantic Drive and then go to Fana. So it's not as cushy a finish to the rally as some have experienced through the last number of years.
You see, telling me names of stages, and it's unbelievable because I've done this rally so many times and obviously won the rally, I still couldn't tell you what stages they are. It's just me. I just go to the stages and go by my notes. But
the big, you know, long one before Knockalla.
Still next on to me. You know, Knockalla and obviously I know and Glen, but the rest of them, they're just names. I do describe them with different words, you know, before we go to them. I make landmarks out of them. But Donegal's a tough, tough rally, you know. Anybody that finishes this rally, you know, is due approval, never mind to win the rally. It's a very, very tough event.
It's not nine stages, it's a marathon.
Yeah, you know, and you can't take off on a sprint because these cars have to last three long days, and, you know, it's getting the pace right over the 3 days. And obviously, as I say, we're lucky last year to lead it from the start, but I'd love to be just in a race right up until Sunday.
And you're obviously leading the championship, so you will have thought of that in your mind as well, to try and get a good result.
Yeah, that's probably something I hadn't last year. You know, we come here and Donegal in a world car just to win the rally. Obviously this year, Jason Black and Rory Kennedy and the boys have put a team together to try and win the championship. So the championship is in our back of our mind, but, you know, we'll still be going here for a good result. You know, if we win here, it leaves us in a great position in the championship.
We have to mention Neil Doherty. He's one of only three Donegal navigators who has won this event, and he's been sitting alongside you a lot this year in preparation for this one.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we great result in Killarney. Great fella. Neil, same as myself. He's very, very busy at work. He's actually in England working as we speak, and I'm down here in the last minute. But we've set our work aside and we're taking the week off before Donegal to get prepared for it. So, yeah, it takes a lot more work than you just think navigating, you know, with a lot of organising to do, and obviously Neil's the man for that.
Yeah. Will it be harder to win the second one than what it was the first?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I was chatting to Andy Nesbitt at the Monaghan Rally, and he says, "No, Gary, I have no expectations. When I won my first international, it was 6 years, so I won my second one. So I won my first one and won my second one within a year. So, you know, that's out of the way now. When we've won two internationals, there's no reason we can't go for a third."
Can you go on to beat his record? Is that something that you could see yourself possibly doing maybe 6, 7, 8 years down the line?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Andrew spoke to me. I'm young enough to do that. It's just getting the backing, the fun to do it. And I must say a big thank you to all my sponsors, and especially my sponsor in Donegal, who've been so good to me. You know, we've Divers Hyundai down the town there, and we've Jason Black, and with all the Go filler stations throughout Northern Ireland, part of the Listen Group, and everybody else, have been fantastic. And them boys are putting the fun up to let me do this.